I'm Gregory Berg, and I hope that you can join me for Monday's morning show here on WGTD. You're going to hear a story that seems too strange and amazing to be true, but it is true. It's the story told in Rick Beyer's new book, The Ghost Army of World War II, how one top-secret unit deceived the enemy with inflatable tanks, sound effects, and other audacious fakery. Join us for Monday's morning show beginning just after 8.
Oh, this week on WGTD's Noon Tunes, we're featuring the music of Racine singer-songwriter and former Kenosha teacher J.J. Masterson and some of his friends known as folk punk. At the end of every WGTD midday newscast, we feature a song by a local artist. So join us for Noon Tunes Monday through Friday, 12:20 p.m. here on WGTD HD.
This is WGTD HD serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that explores and highlights various local issues and organizations. It's hosted by Jane Herring, a former marketing manager at Gateway Technical College, Jenny Tunkies, former reporter for the Kenosha News, and a former chief of staff for the Kenosha County Executive, Marcia Connett, who is a Southeast Regional Consultant for Wisconsin Literacy, and she provides literacy education support and management expertise, and Xander Miller, a librarian at the Kenosha Public Library who also works on technology and digital skills. Community Matters also shares its time slot with the 30-time award-winning WGTD Radio Theater. And now, here's today's program.
Good morning and welcome to Community Matters. I'm Marcia Connett, your host today. And with me is Melissa Donaldson. And Melissa is president of the Big Sisters of Greater Racine. And we're going to talk about that really wonderful organization. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Marcia. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here because total transparency, I'm a former president of Big Sisters. And so have a very special place in my heart for the organization. But I've been away for a few years, and I know you've done some really wonderful things as president. And I just wanted to have our listeners hear a little bit about this organization. And even though we call it Big Sisters of Greater Racine, volunteers can come from anywhere to the organization. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. We take volunteers from anywhere. Anybody who's willing to help and mentor our girls or volunteer and be on our board, we are always on the lookout for volunteers. So
great, great. Well, we're going to talk about that in detail. But what I wanted to do was start out a little bit to make clear to everyone, this is not Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That's an entirely different national organization, right?
Correct. Okay. We are just a local organization.
Yep. This is Big Sisters of Greater Racine, which has complete ties to Racine and has a really kind of interesting history. And I was there when that history was made, or at least within a couple years of that. And I know you were telling me before we went on the air that on your website is more information, certainly more information about the organization, but there is some information about its history. But what it's missing is that when I was a young woman in college, I did a lot of my undergraduate in-service work with Judge Algram in the juvenile court system in Racine. And he had just, in several years prior, found a group of women to help him establish an organization that would guide young women. And this is what now today is Big Sisters of Greater Racine. That original advisory board, I think they called them, right?
Yeah, the advisory board of the juvenile court is what they were called.
Made up of a number of junior league people. And that's one of the reasons I know about this. But I remember even in working with Judge Algram through his court that he would occasionally order young ladies, girls between probably 10 and 16 at that time, to look into Big Sisters of Greater Racine, because he just didn't feel like that support network was available anywhere else. And it has grown into a very professional organization that does amazing things.
That it does. It's just, it's really, I mean, I just started being involved with the organization since 2018, I think it was. I got on right before you left.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And last year at our banquet, it's just amazing because we had one of our graduating senior girls talk about how the organization has affected her and how she was going to be so sad on leaving the organization because it really helped. It was really helped her throughout her life and all the friendships she made and all the very cool experiences she got to have. So it was really cool to hear how we, from a girl, how we actually were able to help them. So
absolutely. Yeah, I remember at our 50th anniversary celebration that we had a number of years back, we had a person who spoke who had been a little sister and now was a big sister. And what a neat way to pay it back or pay it forward, I guess, to, you know, having had such wonderful advantages of being a little sister and now knowing how to really be a great big sister. So I think that's really wonderful to see. So tell me about what Big and Little Sisters do.
We have an activities committee and our activities committee gets together once a month and plans various activities for the matches to do. So that's something that we pay for as the organization through our budget that we get through fundraising. So they do anything from painting. They did some, we did an etiquette class 1 year for our older bigs on how to like prepare yourself for entering the job force, the workforce and stuff like that. So it was, we do a lot of things to do that, but we also encourage our matches to meet on their own. So they'd go out and do various outings. Some like to cook, some like to go to movies. It's kind of what they want to. And they work with our only paid employee, the director of volunteers, from the beginning. They set up the matches and get everything up and going. So yeah, that's kind of what the basics of what our organization is about.
Okay. So if I were a big sister, it wouldn't cost me to go to any of these activities that you put on for us.
Not at the moment. No, we have, it used to be, Kathy, who is our vice president, and I were talking about this the other day about how they used to charge the bigs $5 to come to the activities. But over the past couple of years, since COVID hit, we've been trying to make sure that we cover it for everybody so that it's not extra cost for anybody.
Oh, that's wonderful. And as a big sister, my little sister and I could do things that don't cost anything. I mean, like you say, we could, you know, bake cookies, or we could go to the library, or we could, you know, go for a walk, go to Petrifying Springs, go to...
Yeah, there's plenty of activities around the racing area that you really don't have to, it doesn't cost you to do, just to hang out and just be a friend to these girls who need just an older, mature female figure to be able to talk to. And
In a big sister is not there taking the place of a mom. A big
Absolutely
sister
not.
Is that other set of ears to just listen, right?
Yeah, just to be there. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I had older women in my life who I looked up to, and I think that's what these women do for these girls, is they're just their mentor, their friend. Outside of the normal parent structure, you know, like just somebody outside the situation where they can talk to about anything if they need to.
Sure. Well, and I think in some cases, you know, as a mom, I would be thrilled that my daughter has another person, an additional person in her life to, you know, just to do things with, especially if I were a mom of multiple other kids. What a what a relief it might be to know that my daughter is out with somebody who can really have a positive impact on her.
Exactly, exactly.
Tell me about the kinds of women who are big sisters. And I know sometimes we call them bigs, and I don't want people to think that's being mean. Big sisters, but the bigs as
right.
opposed to littles who are little sisters.
I have to admit that I'm a little on the outside of dealing with our matches. But we have a variety of women who are from retired women to working women who just want to make an impact in another girl's life. So we run the gamut of just good-hearted women who want to make a difference in our community.
Is there an age limit, lower or higher end?
I would not say so. Like, I would think at least to be a big, you would at least have to be 18,
okay.
you know, sure. An adult at in the legal standing. But I don't think that there's any age. I mean, if we have a lady who would love, I don't care what age you are, come and join us. We'd love to have you. There are always more girls on our waiting list than we have mentors. So we are always on the lookout for new big sisters.
Oh my goodness, yes. Well, and I ran into one of the big sisters at a meeting that I was speaking at just a couple weeks ago. And I would guess she's close to my age, so I'd say mid-60s or beyond. And she is still just as active a big sister as anyone. And so often when we hit a certain age and maybe we've retired from our jobs, our kids are grown, And we're just thinking, gosh, those were the good old days when, you know, when we were taking our girls to movies or to just go shopping or whatever. What a perfect job or volunteer opportunity it would be for me to be a big sister if I were in that situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, like I said, there's no age. I mean, as long as you're an adult and you're willing to mentor girls in our area and be a positive role model, that's all we're asking.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, is there training? If I say I want to be a big sister,
yes, you will work.
Figure it out?
Yes. So our director of volunteers would work with you. She's got a whole program that they would work through on getting you into the program. We do background checks because we do work with children, so we make sure that we do background checks on all of our volunteers, including our board members, so that she will handle all that. Our director of volunteers will work through that whole process with anybody who would like to volunteer.
Well, and I remember at a time there was even some ongoing training available, even to people who were experienced big sisters, who frankly, if I were new, I would love to talk to. You know, and hear what they do and what they've done. Does that still happen?
Are you talking like Bigs Night Out kind of thing?
Like that, yeah.
That has kind of fallen off the stage of things we do right now, just since COVID. Like, we just haven't been able to get
so
that
much
going back up.
Yes.
I know. But we're working on getting stuff like that back up and moving. We have a new director of volunteers that we just hired this year. Her name is Kia Lee. She's amazing. She's been working on getting new bigs added to our queue, making sure that all the littles are getting pals if they don't have a big because they're on a waiting list.
Let's talk about that for a second, and then we'll keep talking about the big sister thing. Pals. Now, you mentioned if the little sister doesn't have a match, doesn't have a big sister, a pal. Tell us about pals.
So PALS is an acronym. It stands for People Assisting Little Sisters. And so it's basically somebody who may not be able to volunteer as a big sister, but interested in helping the organization. So they would take girls on the waiting list, or maybe a girl who's big couldn't make it to an activity, an activity that our activities group is hosting, so that we make sure that every girl is able to participate in the activities that we are doing for the organization.
Wow, that's fun. I guess I'd forgotten all about that as an option. Would it be okay if somebody who's listening says, you know, I just want to test the waters. I'd like to be a PAL for a while and then maybe become a big sister?
Absolutely. I think that's a perfect way to get. We've had quite a few PALs who have become big sisters because of that process. So absolutely, I would highly recommend if anybody just wants to test the waters and kind of see what we're all about, that would be a great opportunity to do so.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, your director of volunteers, are they the one that I would reach out to if I wanted to become a big sister or if I just wanted more information?
Yes, they're the ones that handle all of our day-to-day operations within the organization. They're our only paid employee. So you can reach, she does have an email address or a phone number that you can reach them at. And that's all listed on our website.
Okay. Why don't you give the email address and the phone number, if you know it now, and then we'll do it again at the end.
Absolutely. So the phone number for Big Sisters of Greater Racine is 262-902-6310.
Yeah.
And our email address is DOV at
Director
Big Sisters.
Volunteers. Okay.
Yep. At BigSistersRacine.org.
Okay, Big Sisters Racine, all one word, .org.
Correct.
DOV at BigSistersRacine.org. Great. Okay. How, if I'm interested, would I get my daughter or my niece or my whatever little girl is in my life? How would I get her involved if I thought she would benefit from being a little sister?
Okay, there are a couple ways you can call that number or email our director of volunteers. There's also, if you go to our website, BigSistersRacine.org, there's a link to refer a little sister, and they talk about, we give some reasons on why you might want to enter our program. And then there's a referral form that parents or even school counselors, if they think that there's a girl that would benefit from our services, they're welcome to fill that out as well.
You know, that's interesting that you say that, and I'm glad that that's still an option for school counselors or teachers or other adults who are working with some of these girls who may have moms or dads who don't know about the program and that it might be a good fit for them. So I'm glad to hear that you're still working with the guidance counselors and the school staffs. That's great.
Absolutely. And I know Kia is working to rebuild some of those relationships with the counselors reaching out to them. Yeah.
Good.
COVID did a number on relationship.
COVID did a number on all of us, I'm afraid. And so many of us are just rebuilding from, you know, all this great stuff we had before. Well, and you know, you and I were talking before we went on the air. You as a board meet via Zoom.
Yep.
And what a wonderful opportunity. You know, thank goodness we all had to learn Zoom because of COVID, because it has opened literally the world to us. And so if we have people listening who don't happen to live in Racine or in the Racine area, but would like to serve on the board, for instance, you could do that, right? Because
we
meet via Zoom.
Yeah. So we meet via Google Meet on the second Thursday of every month. And we have some women who work in the Racine area but don't necessarily live in the Racine area. And meeting online allows us to kind of meet where we are and saves on travel time.
Oh, so definitely.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
So I mean, there are some positives to COVID, and I think that is a big one.
Definitely. Well, and you meet in the evenings, so
correct. So anybody who's working,
mm-hmm.
Yep, and we meet after dinner, so we meet at 7 p.m. So it gives time everybody come home, have meal, and then everybody can be ready to meet at 7.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And in addition to being a board member, for instance, are there other volunteer roles that people could play? I mean, we talked about Pals and Big Sisters. Could I, if I couldn't be on the board, could I be on a committee?
We have started changing how we're doing committees, because we realize as a board can't do it all, especially if we want to expand what we're doing. So we have been asking former board members if they would want to help out. But I would not be
opposed. That's why I got the email.
Yep. But I would not be opposed to anybody who would want to volunteer maybe on various committees, because we're always, like, marketing we struggle with, because we're a small organization, all volunteer board. We have one half-time paid employee. We're always looking for
She gets a lot done in just half-time.
If just reach out to the director of volunteers, and if you want to be other than a big, I'll have just say to forward your information onto the president, and we'll try to see where we can get you to help us.
Oh, that's wonderful. And after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about all the fundraisers that Big Sisters mm-hmm. does, and the places that people might be able to fit in there.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Let's jump back to talking about the Little Sisters. Is there an age range that fits best for Little Sisters?
We usually say, I believe it's between 5 and 14 years old. But once you're a Little Sister, you're kind of always a Little Sister. So we don't, even if you are older than 14, you're still in the program. So, but we take new Little Sisters between the ages of 5 and 14.
Okay, but they can stay until they're graduating from high school even, right?
Yep.
Once they're in the program.
Yes.
Well, that's encouraging. Yeah. That's very encouraging. And do Little Sisters make new friends in the organization? Does that happen? And, you know, I hadn't really thought about that before.
I think they do. When they come and see each other at various activities. I know some of the bigs have even gotten together with other bigs and their littles throughout the year. So yeah,
okay,
definitely is a way to meet new people within our community, and even girls meeting new girls.
That's wonderful. And what kind, I know we touched on activities earlier, what are the more recent activities than the big and little sisters have had together?
I know they went to an alpaca art class. I think it was a pottery. They did some pottery. We've done paint nights. We've done a lot of arts and crafts kind of thing. In the summer, they buy gift certificates for various activities for the matches to pick what they want to do. So if they want to go to the movie, nice. They'll get a movie gift certificate. If they want to go miniature golfing, they'll get a gift certificate for Mulligan's, that kind of thing. So that we
that's wonderful.
Get them outside or out doing activities together, but they can kind of choose what they want to do.
Okay. Well, that's perfect. We're going to take a very quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk much more about what's going on with the Big and Little Sisters of Greater Racine. But you are listening to Community Matters here on WGTD HD Public Radio. Welcome back. I'm Marcia Connett. With me today is Melissa Donaldson. Melissa is the president of the Big Sisters of Greater Racine, and we've had a lot of fun talking about the activities and what goes on with the Big Sisters. Again, reminding everyone, this is not Big Brothers Big Sisters. This is a homegrown organization with complete Racine roots that's here for the girls and the adults in our area. And we were just talking about big and little sisters and kind of how they can come to the program and some of the activities that they have. And I know you mentioned earlier that one of the really important roles of the board of directors is to raise funds, because you provide all the funding for the big and little sister activities that are offered to the whole group. That's got to be a lot of money every year.
So our whole budget is around $50,000 a year, and we have to raise that every year. Like, that is our fundraising goal. And so we've had to change kind of how we were doing some of our fundraisers just to reach, to broaden our reach a little bit. We used to do a fashion show fundraiser where the little girls would dress up. And yeah, we did that for a while. And then last spring, we started doing some different fundraising. So last spring, we had our first comedy night fundraiser. We partnered with Comedy Sports, and we did a fundraiser at Infocino's Banquet Hall. Great time was had by all. Everybody, I mean, it was just a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. And
nothing's funnier than Comedy Sports.
Yeah, and it's just nice meeting different people throughout the community and just letting them know what our organization does. And these fundraisers allow us to do that and maybe reach people we wouldn't necessarily reach.
Most definitely.
Just with that, yeah.
So tell me how the comedy night was put together, how it was set up. You said it was at Infocino's. Does that mean there was food?
Yes, there was food. It was family style. We served it family style.
Oh,
there was
nice.
Food. We had food. We had some raffle, gift card tree raffles. We had 50-50 raffle, and we had a wine pull. And so it's just a great way to raise some funds for our girls. And it was just a lot of fun. We hadn't done a fundraiser like that before.
No, that
So it was super fun. Everybody who came seemed to have a good time. And they're like, can you please do it again? So, yes, we plan on doing it again.
Good.
Yeah, so watch our website for that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
As I say, watch our website for that information, because we'll put all that stuff there.
Great.
We had about, I want to say we had close to 100 people at our fundraiser.
That's wonderful for a first-time event like that.
Yeah, it was kind of amazing. We really, really had a good time. So every year, you know, we just want to make it bigger and better.
Of course.
So our goal is to get more people this year. So anybody listening, please watch our website. We'll be putting that up hopefully starting in January.
Great. Well, and don't forget to send your news releases to WGTD. We'll make sure they get on the air with our announcers throughout the week. So
we will definitely do that.
Okay. So what other kinds of fundraisers? Now, you did the spring comedy sports thing.
Yep. This fall, we did in September at our September board meeting. After our board meeting, we did our annual appeal,
which is a letter writing campaign. Correct.
It's a letter writing. Yes, correct. We send out our letter, and that's probably one of our bigger fundraisers throughout the year. And we had, thanks to the comedy night fundraiser, we had new names to send that information to. So that's another way that these fundraisers help us. Is it helps extend our reach to different areas in the community.
I think doing it early is really wise. I mean, so many year-end appeals come in after Thanksgiving, and all of a sudden I'm getting letters from everybody asking for money. So I think doing it a little ahead of the crowd was very wise. And if I didn't get a letter, or I'm just so impressed with what you've had to say today, and I want to make a donation, can I do that on your website?
Yep. If you just go to our website and click on Support Us, it will take you to our donation page where you can donate online. If you want to send a check in the mail, you can send it to our office, which is on Lake Avenue at 840 Lake Avenue and Suite 250 in downtown Racine. That information is all on our website as well.
Wonderful. Well, that's, and I'm so glad to hear that you still have your office downtown. That is, yes. That is a great place for people to just know that if they have to pick something up or drop something off, mm-hmm. it's convenient and easy to get to.
Yep. And right now you just have to make arrangements with our director of volunteers because
make sure someone's
we're not in the office, always in the office, but yes,
right.
We still do have our office or physical space. So.
Right. So you just completed a fundraiser.
Yes, we did.
Probably one of the most unique fundraisers I've heard about lately. Tell us about that.
So we did a bourbon tasting fundraiser this year, this fall. We wanted to try something new and again to diversify our reach in fundraising. We did a bourbon tasting. And it was done at Hickory Hall. On Douglas Avenue by Danny's Catering.
Mm-hmm.
We had a wonderful meal prepared by Danny's, and it was paired with, we had three different bourbons that people could try out, and each course was paired with a different bourbon. And Bourbon Chronicles partnered with us, and they gave us a history on the bourbon, came around and talked to everybody. It was just really a lot of fun. We can't wait to do it again next year. So
that is absolutely. So were the bourbons good?
Yes, actually there was one that was my favorite. I'm not a big drinker, so like I sipped them. but there was the one at the end I really liked because it was sweeter. It went with our dessert.
Oh, nice. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I would never think of pairing bourbon and dessert.
Yeah, but it was really good. It was really, really good. And we had one Jefferson's Oceans, which was, they let it age on ocean liners, which apparently, yeah, it's really cool. And you can like track where they went and everything. It was really cool. It was really cool to hear about all that
neat. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was really cool. And we couldn't have done, we did it. We had some great partners. The Lang Family Foundation gave us $2,000 as a sponsorship. So that was amazing. We had Jim's Garage Door, and I cannot remember. I apologize. I cannot remember our third.
Maybe it'll come to you before we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but we had, so yeah, it was amazing. We had great sponsorship for this program. So yeah.
And so how did the evening work? Now you said three different bourbons with your meal. What did the meal consist of?
We had for appetizer we had like bourbon glazed a glazed chicken skewer.
Ooh.
And then we had spare ribs, I think it was, for dinner, with mashed potato. It was really good. It was really, really good. And then we had a tuxedo chocolate cake that was
bourbon was good with that.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Well, and it sounds like Danny's Catering kind of was very involved in the bourbon side of things.
Yep, them and Danny's and Bourbon Chronicles are the ones that figured out the meal for us because they gave the meal choices. And they figured out what bourbon would go good with that. And we just kind of okayed it. And, you know, we trusted the work that they were doing. So.
Oh, that's great. Now, you are going to repeat this now that we've heard how wonderful it is?
Yes, yes. Our goal is to do this again next year. Was a lot. I mean, we did make some decent money. So.
Well, that's wonderful. And did you do other fundraisers at the event?
Yes. So we did do 50-50 raffle. We had silent auction. We had some great donations from local area businesses, from our board of directors. So it was we had a great turnout for the silent auction, and then we did gift card tree raffle again as well.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So
what kind of items, if I were going to donate an item, for instance, to one of your silent auctions, what kind of things do you have in the silent auction, and how does that all get put together?
So we had a really unique batch. We had a attorney's office give us a certificate for estate planning for couples.
Wow.
They donated that $1,000 value. It was awesome. It was really awesome. Wave, Admirals, they all gave us free tickets that we could add. Green Bay Packers gave us a football signed by all the Packers last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we had, like, a lot of great items, too. We had bourbon. We had some of the bourbon that we actually served. You could, that was part of the raffle as well.
My goodness. Oh, that is really unique. I love, well, and I know you mentioned gift cards at an earlier, so if I have a bunch of, especially with Christmas coming, if I have gift cards that I'm not going to use or that, you know, would you take them and put them to use?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We would either use them for our girls. So at Christmas time, we do give out gift cards to our girls. Mm-hmm. For Christmas, otherwise we would put them in our gift card tree raffle. So we try to get like around $100 worth of gift cards, and we put them in a raffle basket so people can put their number in, their ticket in, to try to win that basket. So
that's wonderful. You know, you mentioned the girls and Christmas, and I think when I think back on my years with Big Sisters, I probably remember most fondly the Christmas parties. Does Big Sister still do those?
Yep, and they're in the middle of planning the current Christmas party right now, actually. Unfortunately, I never can attend them because it's my daughter's birthday weekend. So, yes, we're even having Santa come back this year. So
yay. And where will it be this year?
At Grace.
At Grace Church. They have been wonderful, wonderful partners with Big Sisters for many, many years. And it's a great location. It's handicapped accessible. It's big. It has a great kitchen. So when I think of Christmas, I do think of the Christmas parties we had at Grace. And so the girls come with their Big Sisters still?
Yep, the girls, yes. And then if they don't have a big, again, we will match them with pairs to make sure that they have somebody there with them.
Okay. And that Big Sister or their pal could give them a ride there so nobody gets left out because they don't have transportation.
Exactly.
Okay. That's great. Tell me, has the menu changed for the Christmas party? Do we still do a brunchy kind of thing?
I have to be honest, I don't honestly know what they're doing this year because they are just, I mean, I know they're just sent out the registration. I was just trying to pull that up on my email.
Yeah, I guess it is just November. I'm rushing things a little bit. And then, now the girls get gifts at the Christmas party, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
So this year they have asked their bigs to get in touch with their littles and find out where they like to go shopping. Because we do have a larger group of older girls. Our girls are middle school and high school, a large portion of our girls. So they want to be able to get them like a gift card where they can go shopping and pick something out on their own.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what about the littler ones? Do they still get
I think they're doing gift cards for everybody this year.
Nice. That way everybody can go shopping with their Big Sister if they can.
Exactly.
What a great idea. That is a very good idea. Okay. Is there a spring fundraiser planned?
We are planning on doing the comedy night.
Nice.
Fundraiser. So that will be either late winter, early spring before the end of our fiscal year, which is May 1st.
Okay. All right. Very good. So again, if people are interested in hearing more about fundraisers or things that are going on, we refer them to your website, which again is?
BigSistersRacine.org.
Okay. Well, we've only got maybe 4 or 5 minutes left in the program. So let's go over some of those basic details that we started with. If I want to be a big sister if I'm interested and I have time, and I would love to have a little sister to work with. How does that process work again?
Yep. So I would just go to our website, bigsistersracing.org, or you could call our office at 262-902-6310, or reach out to our director of volunteers at dov@bigsistersracing.org. And we could start the process that way. If you go on our website, there's actually a form to get the process moving.
So an actual application that I could fill out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And then our director of volunteers receives that information and would reach out to you at that point.
Okay. And then do I have to wait a long time to get paired with a little sister?
Hopefully not. Our goal is to get people matched as soon as possible. I mean, you do have to file an application. You have to make sure that you have a valid driver's license and a proof of car insurance.
Oh, good point. Because I'm going to drive my little sister around. Probably.
Yep. Yep. And then you'd have to pass a background and reference check, and then attend an orientation provided by the director of volunteers. So,
okay. Yeah, and how long is the orientation? Do you know? Is it like
that? I do not know.
Is that one-on-one, or do I have to wait for a whole group of us?
Our director of volunteers meets with people one-on-one.
Nice.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Because we get people all the time. So there's not, like, we don't usually have a whole group of bigs at one time. So
well,
it's kind of trickle
the
in.
Well, and I like the idea of one-on-one. I mean, then I can ask my questions and get answers specific to me. So that's great. Okay, if I know of a young gal who's between, what did you say, 5 and 14?
14, yep.
How do I get her involved, whether I'm her mom or her aunt or just a friend of the family's who obviously has permission to do this?
Right. So we do have on our website, bigsistersracing.org, we do have a refer a little sister section that has a form for that you can fill out with the child's information, parent information, etc. And then our director of volunteers would be able to reach out to them to get the process moving and admitting them into our program.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, and one more time in the last minute or two, give the email address for the director of volunteers.
Yep, our director of volunteers is dov@bigsistersracing.org.
Okay, and her name again is?
Is Kia Lee.
Oh, Kia Lee, okay. Mm-hmm. And if they wanted to call, that number is?
262-902-6310.
Okay. Melissa, I know your time is going to come to an end by May. Is there anything that is still on your list of things that you want to accomplish as president?
I guess my big goal is I want to make sure we have a full board. So we are short 4 board members right now. So we are always on the lookout for board members. And you can always reach out to me.
Okay.
My email address for Big Sisters is Melissa Donaldson, all one word, @bigsistersracing.org. And it's SON for Donaldson.
Okay. And is there any particular skill that you're looking for from a board member? Do you have holes that you'd like to fill in that respect?
Fundraising would be a big one, because I would like to refill some of our coffers from just from being down from COVID.
Sure.
And marketing. I would really like to see some marketing people join our board with the experience to help us get our name out there, help us market our fundraisers, etc.
But really, any woman who wants to be a part of a great organization and maybe wants just some board experience could also reach out to you.
Exactly. Yes. And we're a very easygoing board.
Yes.
Just a good group of ladies who just want to get together and do some good in our community. So
absolutely. So again,